The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who has not an uncommon issue in that women tend to value friendship more than men, just because we've been taught really from very early on that the women will sustain us, that sisterhood is powerful, that I basically wrote a book talking about the fact that men are hardwired for competition, which means if you're going to have a serious conversation with a man, you do it side by side, not face to face. Whereas women tend to communicate more because we had different roles evolutionarily than men. Men were the hunters and had to protect the tribe. And so making a lot of noise meant that you were not vigilant, as opposed to women who work together, either take care of children or to bring in the sheaves. And so communication was really important. And it was crucial to be able to differentiate between don't hit your sister, as opposed to the crocodile's about to eat you. So a huge number of evolutionarily differentiated behaviors. But so women have historically been dependent on friendship with one another. And what Sarah's saying is, okay, I got two daughters, and I don't, you know, I seem to have some glitches in my friendship abilities. And I'm saying, well, look, in the same way that it takes a while to differentiate whether or not we want somebody of the opposite sex or a love object in our life, and my rule of thumb is it takes 6 to 9 to 12 months before you know if this person is a keeper or not and on what level. I would argue it probably takes about the same amount of time for a friendship. And as women, because we are so invested in the notion of friendship, we may want to short-circuit that process, which doesn't really serve us very well, number two. And number three, there probably needs to be the same kind of evaluative process, analytical process, that says, do I want to stay or do I want to go? If this person isn't perfect, do they still serve some function? And it sounds, Sarah, that you have run into kind of a perfect storm with this friend. First of all, she's younger than you are. She's going through a situation you've already gone through. So it tends to exaggerate the role of big sister or authority figure. And at a time where she probably can't tolerate that very well, because she's about to understand that she either would tolerate it very well and sort of transfer all of her needs to you, or conversely, if she feels that she's about to have to take on a role of emotional independence, which she hasn't before, that transferring it to you is just going to feel more like the situation she was in with her parents. So this situation may be a little bit different, even though the outcome's the same. But rather than blaming yourself in the same way when a love relationship goes sour, rather than deciding who's the good guy and who's the bad guy, just look at the components. Say, well, what could I do differently that makes any sense? Where do I think that the conflict came? And this one, from what you're telling me, has several factors to it, in addition, which could sort of be a bit tricky, in addition to your own particular tendencies to want to have kind of an instant friendship and to, I don't know how many of your friendships are based with younger women. You can tell me that. Are most of your friends the same age, older, or younger?
I actually have very, very few relationships with women, and the ones that I have sustained for a good amount of time, say more than 5 years, have been right around my age group, which is actually surprising to me. Very surprising.
Well, it shouldn't be terribly surprising, in that the more you have in common, the more points you have. If we view friendship, in any kind of relationship, any kind of personal or emotional relationship or intimate relationship, as Velcro, right? You want as many points of stickiness as possible, because when it hits the fan, which sooner or later it does, that the kid gets sick or somebody makes more money or somebody loses their job or somebody starts dating or somebody gets divorced or all the kinds of things that cause chaos in our life, the more points of contact you have in any relationship, the more likely it is to survive, for the two-ness, the togetherness to survive. The fewer points you have, the more likely it's going to be susceptible to Sturm und Drang. So by saying women your own age, now you've got an additional factor here in that you're a young widow, and you may find that either people who've never been married or people who are in perfectly good relationships have a little less in common with you, because that is obviously going to affect you, your parenting, your economic decisions, your
Correct.
Dating decisions, all sorts of things.
Correct.
So
I try really hard not to let that define me, though, and I've done a very good job of that. It is a point that I was brought through. It took me about 4 years before I really did.
I really commend you for that, but also understand that it does define you to a certain extent. It defines how you're going to look at men, how you're going to look at relationships, whether or not you're willing to get involved. And it may certainly affect your dating behavior more than anything else, but it's going to affect everything else. Just as you pointed out, that being an only child does.
So then, in turn of that conversation, where are the good emotional markers and the positive emotional markers of maintaining a friendship?
We can do that, and then we'll go to the other. Sort of the other shoe dropping. I think then that the markers of a good friendship are that it's fun to be there. The two of you like each other. You have a fair amount in common, and you spend the time together that works for both of you. So you can see, and that can change over time. If neither of you have kids, it's going to feel very different than if one of you has kids, or one of you has older kids, or one of you has younger kids. So there are going to be all sorts of things, as we talked about before, that are going to affect the relationship. So the question is, how flexible is the relationship? And the answer is the most number of points you have in common. But they need to be specific points, as opposed to, well, I feel like this is a sister I never had. Because that's kind of like love at first sight. It's something that's very exciting and very wonderful, but you can't count on it. It can be an open door, but it's not the whole structure, because it's an emotional reaction to something that sooner or later has to be more reality-based than that. So it's why people, for example, go to groups. It's why it's so easy for us to make friendships when we're 13 years old, because we have everything in common. We are going to the same school. We have the same issues with our parents, with our brothers and sisters, with our bodies, with rock stars. So it's very easy, and not to mention our personality structure hasn't gelled yet. So we can feel like we are the same person. And as we get older, that you can see why it becomes, and then in college or high school, where we've got our ego structure is more formed, but we're still worrying about the same things, about algebra and whether he's going to ask me out and am I going to go to college and how come my parents won't let me have the car. And then once you graduate from school, that quite often switches to either colleagues or moms who have kids the same age or neighborhoods or whatever. So we're always seeking out some level of communality, because communality means literally we have things to share beyond our personalities. So I would say that the first thing to look for is just communality of spending time together, because any relationship, especially at the beginning, even though you've been very successful at long distance relationships with people you know very well, they're, as you know, they're a completely different kind of relationship. They're great, and they can be very sustaining, but they're not day to day by definition. So finding things that the two of you have in common. So you may find that you become friends with one of your daughter's mother's friends, or your daughter's friend's mother. I did it backward. Just because you have that connection. People at work, although work friendships are a little trickier.
The commonality.
Yeah, exactly. Communality. Ease.
Communality.
Yeah, so commonality is a big one because it allows, or in the same way, that long-distance relationships are highly suspect, so are long-distance friendships, because you just don't have the commonality. So put you on hold, and we'll come back.
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking with Sarah. We're talking about female friendships and about having some sense of communality as a place to start. because there are going to be so many differences in personality and structure and just experience as we go forward. It's kind of like when I was looking for a thesis topic, someone said, find something that's really small, because once you start, it will be expanding, but you'll get it done. If you pick something large, you'll never get it done. And I think with friendships, it's the same kind of thing. Start with the small, because everything expands. If you start with the idea of, well, this is my soulmate, you're going to find yourself untethered. So, but what I want to get you back to is that, first of all, things take time. But I also want to get you back to one of the very provocative statements, which you probably hoped I would forget, and I didn't, which is that you don't have a very good relationship with your mom. And just as our relationship with our dad determines how we date, our relationship with our mom probably determines how we parent and how we make friends. I assume your mom's still alive, right?
She is, and I do realize that the same-sex parent is the most important role model in a child's life. I do.
But it's to a certain extent even more complicated than that, because it's certainly where we learn to be who we are, and either to accept it or reject it. And my guess is you are probably one of those kind of all-or-nothing persons to begin with anyway, so it's going to make it even more profound in your situation. But it also, I argue that at some point that we need to view our parents as human beings as opposed to mom or dad, because if we don't, sometime in our late 20s, 30s, that as they get older, and the only relationship we have is the parent-child one, that they then become the child. And if you think it's tough being an adult child with your mom now, think of how it's going to feel for you to be the adult to her child as she gets older. It really becomes intolerable for everybody. And she'll do all that acting out, not to mention she's known you longer than you've known her. So it gets very tricky. But you're not far off the mark. And it may be that that going through the mourning process of being a young widow and all that entailed is sort of slowed this process down or derailed it temporarily. But it's something to do. Does your mom live close to you geographically?
No, I'm on the East Coast and they live in Texas, and okay. It's a very estranged relationship.
Why is it estranged?
I was kicked out when I was 12, and I've had two foster families, and have been on my own since I was 18.
Why were you tossed out at 12?
My mother came from a different country. She was the 14th. She was the oldest out of 15. One died, and I think that her circumstances definitely do not fare well in the American society. But she came over here, she made her way, but she just wasn't a really great parent, and that is not without, I was given wonderful, wonderful parents through my foster family, and it is, you know, as I get older, as you said, I do view them as people and not as my parents, but there's been a long distance in between that, and it has become more comfortable as I go on, and especially since I have two children, and whereas I thought that I was going to raise them with my partner, who is no longer here, now I'm doing this by myself. I certainly do not blame anything that's happened in my life on how I raise my kids. I just know exactly what is wrong and what is right. And I have a very good relationship with my two girls, but I like to be a step ahead thinking about what they're seeing me go through. And as my friends come through our doors and as we break bread around a table and share good times and then all of a sudden they're gone, what kind of effect that has on them.
And well, I think, to be quite honest, I think that the effect it's going to have on you is much more crucial than on them, any more than you probably weren't terribly well aware of your mother's friends or even your foster mom's friends. I mean, kids are so self-involved. They care enormously about their own friends. They really don't give a tinker's damn about your life or your, I mean, you know, if your kids had the choice of having you next door every day, at any time they wanted you, and depressed out of your mind, or in Hawaii having a great time but less accessible to them, they choose the former. Not because they're monstrous, but because they're kids. And so the idea that somehow your difficulty making women friends is going to affect them, Not true. But what I'm saying is how you work on your friendships is going to be affected by the fact that you were estranged from your mom. And so one of the things to do, and one of the projects, do they ever question about their grandmother?
Most recently, they have popped up in conversation because they would like to make the trek from Texas all the way up to the East Coast to see us this summer, which summer up here is very short and a limited. I know you're in New York. It's a very limited time span. And they're not so with it, but I do think that I'm in a comfortable point in my life to be able to deal with them for a few days.
That's going to affect your daughters. How we treat our parent is how our kids learn to treat us, for better or for ill. So that would seem to me to place the emphasis, because it pays off for you on two different levels. The level that you're concerned about of how do my daughters, what lessons, what rules am I setting forth for my kids? They're going to impact them one way or the other. And equally importantly, how do I deal with other women? And am I worried about, the fact that with this woman who's clearly going through a very tough time and what you're offering her is not valuable to her, that you're saying, well, okay, then I'm out of here. That whole notion about rejection is going to be front and center with you until you do some work about your mom. Because even though it sounds like you had a really positive foster experience, there's still that basic thing of, I didn't feel accepted or loved or admired or whatever adverb or adjective fits in there by my mom. So that's the place to start doing some work. And it doesn't. And at this moment, if your stomach's hurting, then I'm getting through to you, because it's not going to be a whole lot of fun. But the payoff is enormous, and it's enormous in both the areas that you're concerned about, which is friendship and your legacy to your daughters. Not to mention, it sounds like your mom, she did the best she could with what she had, which doesn't mean she was a great parent, but it means that you can go and find things about her to value. And it sounds like, if nothing else, you learned independence from her, you learned self-reliance from her. And so I said,
I'm not without gratitude. Absolutely, I'm not without gratitude.
But my guess is that if someone grabbed your mom and said, "What does Sarah think about you?" She's going to say, "She doesn't like me at all."
That's the very correct assumption, yes.
So we need, because there, she doesn't have to be your best friend, but she will always be your mom. Now, you may have some other surrogates that serve really great functions and may be better at parenting, but it doesn't take away that reality. And to deal with that reality, I think you're going to feel limited and overly sensitive in your friendships of, how soon is it before they reject me? If you need, I'll give you the option here to either talk some more about this or not. So I'll put Manny on with you and you can decide. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, Sarah, so I didn't want to leave you stranded with the idea being that at some point you need to figure out how to both neutralize and enhance and perhaps soften your relationship with your mom. Not so much for her sake, although obviously she benefits, but for yours. And you more than many know that unresolved issues that just really explode once a person dies. And you've already experienced that, and you had some warning that everything needed to be resolved before your husband died. But parents have this really irritating habit of sloughing off this mortal coil before we've got everything done with them. And it just leaves a pile of crap for us to deal with. So it's always a good idea to deal with. It's kind of like you might as well paint the house that you're in before you're getting ready to sell it, because then you get the maximum benefit from it. So working out working out a better relationship with your mom, and it does a bunch of really positive things. Presumably your mom hopefully will be responsive, although you have to be, you know her, so be careful that you don't do things that are going to be make you so vulnerable that if she doesn't respond that you're going to be angry and it will make things worse. So you have to be aware of what's reasonable, what's possible, and take baby steps. And one of the ways of doing that is just saying, Mom, look, I may not have been the perfect daughter, but tell me what I can do to be a better daughter to you, and maybe we can talk about the things that I might ask from you. And it can be very minor. It can be, I would really love you to brush my hair, or could we go shopping together? Or tell me a little bit about your grandmother. I mean, it can be any of those or all of those. And as you begin to understand her a bit more, and she will, by definition, begin to understand you a bit more, because
yes.
Some of this tension between the two of you, and I mean, think about where she came from, of being one of a huge brood in a strange land, and her only child much prefers her husband to herself. That's not the warm fuzzy stuff that makes you want to say, gee, Sarah, you know, I mean, I'm sure that rejection and sort of feeling that she was one of a very large group, and I can tell you, as being the oldest in a large group, what you feel is very useful, not necessarily very loved, because you were the first, but you get to be the one who's in charge. You have to be the one that you're not the boss of me. I mean, it's a very complicated position. There's certainly some advantages to it, and your mom seems to have taken advantage of those, and that makes you very self-reliant and capable and nearly intrepid. I mean, you figure you can do anything, but it doesn't necessarily make you feel very loved. And the fact that you then were daddy's girl certainly added to that sense of, I have function, but no one really loves me. So that's a place for you to start of being supportive of her, of understanding how bleak her world must feel at some point. The fact that you prefer the foster parents that you had to the biological one. I mean, all sorts of things that you can begin, and looking at your 12-year-old self and seeing how acceptable or unacceptable that would have been to somebody in her particular situation. So beginning to kind of, and it, not only does it soften the relationship, it softens you, and it gives your daughters this whole different perspective on you. And when you talk about the influence we have on our children, that's what we're really talking about, of how we deal with our parent is going to be how they're going to learn to deal with us.
Well, thank you so much for taking time, more extended time with me to talk me through what I thought was the first issue, but really not. It gives me more to think about going into the summer months. And it is with extreme gratitude that you've taken my call. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And look, you can go and I don't know how much notes you took, but you can go to drjoy.com. Well, you can go and you can download the podcast too for free, so you can listen to those as well in case you left something out. And you know, you can also involve your daughters in this, because they're of an age that they are going to, if one of them isn't already hypercritical, she probably will be eventually, of saying, look, tell me, you know, I'm going to do this thing with my mom of saying, how can I be a better daughter? And hope, but you guys tell me what kinds of things can I do to be a better mom?
Wonderful point, Dr. Joy. Absolutely. Okay. I can't wait to upload it. They'll probably do it faster than I will. With them. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you very much. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thanks, Sarah. Thanks for your call. 855-993-7569. Well, that was kind of, you know, there's so many basic issues there. We're talking about friendship, which is certainly one of the pillars of our existence. We're talking about our role with our kids as parents, and then we're talking about how that is reflective of how we were as a child. I mean, these are complicated issues, and really, to a very large extent, it's only been in the last 50 to 75 years that as a species we've really looked at those. Because we're living longer, we're living healthier, we have mass communication, more people can read and write than ever before, and so we have the ability, and we have some time, we have some leisure time. We're not working from sun up to sundown and then going to sleep because we don't have light. So it's really the first time in human history that we're tackling some of these issues on the level that we're tackling them. You could argue that playwrights have always, if you look at Shakespeare, you look at Aristophanes or Socrates or Egyptian hieroglyphics, that some of these issues have been the case, but they were always dramatized or there were parables, and sometimes it's a little hard to relate parables and kings sort of killing off their kids to our rotten teenagers. Not to mention, as I said, we're living longer, so we have more time to sort this out. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. As I said, it was kind of my revelation of flying over the Grand Canyon at an overnight flight from L.A. I guess it was either from L.A. or San Francisco to the East Coast, and it was a full moon and it was clear. And realizing that people have only been able to see that perspective for a very short period of time. Kitty Hawk was 1921, and we weren't talking about major flight for human beings until basically after World War II. So we're only really talking about the last 60 or 70 years that human beings have been able to see something that's been around for millions and millions of years. But the fact it was there isn't as relevant as the fact that, and we knew it was there, that we still didn't have the perspective on it. So I'm a great fan of perspective, as you know. All righty, 855-993-7569. What have I got here? Like a minute and a half, Manny?
Yeah, you got about 2 minutes, actually.
Okay, let's do another springtime, and then I will, when we come back, I will review the theater for the week. Okay, so, because this one, there's a good one this week. All righty, I just, I don't want to stop and start it, and I don't think 2 minutes are quite enough. I was trying to figure out there if I could kind of slip it in and decide, probably not. All right, so let's look a little bit more at springtime.
Marie says, seeing tulips, daffodils, etc., blooming in my garden. I love spring.
New, you know, I'm with her. Ahead. Yeah, I'm. There's something about spring flowers that are just, because they're kind of brave, and they're the first ones out, and they quite often are subject to the vagaries of, okay, well, you thought it was going to be spring, and now it's snowing on you. But I agree, and hyacinths and crocus, and there's something about tulips and daffodils. They just make me smile, so I'm with her. All right.
Carol says, flowers and flowering trees, longer days, loves.
Yeah, we forgot about that, of being that the sunlight lasts for a long period of time. So, all right, what else?
Tracy says, thunderstorms.
Really? I remember when I first was here and a friend from San Francisco was coming up, and at that point I had a deck, and the two of us sat up on that deck watching sheet lightning for hour upon hour. There is something magical about storms, especially if you're safe. Although, it just as a cautionary tale, folks, I swear to you, if I live to be 100, I will not forget it, that a woman went outside to smoke at a bar, and lightning struck her, and I thought, that is really Mother Nature telling you to give up smoking. I mean, she was killed. That just seems like one of those things that makes you believe when your time is up, your time is up. But I don't think smoking adds much longevity to anybody. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. Don't worry, if you responded about spring, we'll get to you. I promise. If not today, then I'm here all the time, and you can go to Facebook and respond. 855-993-7569. Tell you about some pretty darn good theater when we get back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. How may I help you?
Hi, yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I did call a couple of months ago, and I have another quick question. My daughter and her boyfriend have been kind of, they've split up twice. First it was her idea, then it was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been apart now for maybe a month or so. Probably longer than that, 6 weeks to 2 months.
Okay.
And she was really hurt when he split up with her. a couple of months ago. And now he's saying he wants them to get back together. And she doesn't know what to do. They're both about to graduate college. He's going to be moving away with a job. She's going to be getting hours to get into, she's hoping, either PA school or medical school. And she doesn't know what to do.
Well, it sounds like it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference for the next, because it's going to be another couple months, and then they're going to be apart anyway.
Yes, that's true.
I think you're probably going to have to stay out of the sugar plum, because no matter what you say, it's going to be wrong. If you say, well, you should get back together and they split up again, she'll say, oh, Mom, you just like him better than me. If you say, look, he broke your heart. Why don't you think he's going to do it again? She'll say, oh, Mom, you don't want me to be happy. So you get to be the sphinx in this. However, having said that...
She's been asking me, though, what I think.
Well, of course, but that's... what do you say to her?
I don't know what to say.
Okay, let me help you with that. What you're going to say is, honey, this is... You're a grown-up woman. I love you dearly. I listened to this woman on the radio, and she says, basically... Figure out why you split up. I mean, you split up first. Has anything that you felt was a huge obstacle changed? Because him splitting up from you was nearly inevitable, especially for men, that if you dump me once, I have to dump you once. The question is, what's the good stuff about this relationship, and what's the bad stuff? Is there any way of fixing the bad stuff? Because the good stuff we're already aware of. They like each other. The sex sounds like it's pretty good. They probably even love each other. But, I mean, the good news is that it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference, that they're going to have an enforced separation within a couple months. So it's really important she not get pregnant. But short of that, figure out... And maybe what you do for a graduation present for her is give her some couples counseling. The two of them go and sit with a professional and say, all right, what's the good stuff here? What's the bad stuff here? Is there any way of fixing the bad stuff?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, because she asked me, and I don't know what to say. That's a good idea.
Yeah, there's no good answer for you to have, because it's something that they have to figure. I've said to my daughter, I'd listen to my advice about anything except men. I married your dad, which is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but also true. And I'm also smart enough, because I did it exactly once. And she said, what do you think? And I told her, and she didn't speak to me for months. And the fact that I was right only made it worse. So when it comes to love life, we don't believe in arranged marriages in this country, whether we should or shouldn't. So saying, look, make a list. What are the positives? What are the negatives? Because if nothing's changed, nothing will change. We know what the positives are. Look at the negatives, see if there's some way of negotiating them. And if you want, instead of giving you, a fancy pair of shoes for graduation, I'll send you to the two of you to a couples therapist for 4 weeks, or call Brown, which is free. You can save the money, and see if you can arrange what's the bad news, what's the good news. See if there's any way of, because if nothing's changed, nothing's changed. But the good news is, it doesn't really make any difference. You do anything you want for the next 2 months. Just don't get pregnant.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. I know. And it's hard to see our kids suffer, but we can't really take it away, and we can't make the decision for them, and it's not going to impact our lives nearly as much as theirs. So it's really important. And of course... People will say, well, tell me what to do. But you can hear all the time on Susan, if you don't believe it, listen to when people call up and say, tell me what to do. And I tell them, and they say, yeah, but I don't want to. Because it's much easier to have somebody else do the work for you than saying, okay, how would this work? What do I need to do? What do I need to think about?
Yeah. I mean, I guess my thinking was just to be friends and stay in touch and just see things, see what happens over the next couple of years.
Well, I think that's going to be inevitable. So that's why nothing matters very much right now. But... it will make it easier for both of them if they've done the work about what's the problem. One of them doesn't want to have children, or one of them wants to date, or one of them has a drinking problem. I don't know what the problem, I don't know why. And the advantage that you have with her is she's the one who broke it off first. His was a retaliation, conscious or not. So the question is, why did she break it off, and has anything changed? Not only why she broke it off, if she called me, I'd say, why'd you break it off, and why'd you go back? And she
she she's worried that he's going to hurt her again by breaking it off again. I think that's her worry
but,
at the moment.
But, I mean, look, he's worried that she'll break it off again, too. That part of the problem relationships is we leave ourselves vulnerable to somebody. And if we want to be safe, then we become hermits. If we want to be in a relationship, what we do is we talk about what the problems are so that everybody's aware. Because if she says, look, the problem is you were drinking, then he knows if he starts drinking again, it's going to happen again. If he says to her, it's that you didn't want to have sex with me, she knows if at some point she decides she doesn't want to have sex with him anymore, the relationship's going to break apart. If the two of you talk about the specifics, then both of you have some signposts. So it doesn't come out, it's not somebody being whimsical.
Okay. Yeah, I think the counseling sounds a good idea because I get the impression she's not totally clear on why he broke up with her. I may be wrong, but that's
I think his is simple. His is retaliation. The question is, because he did the same thing to her that she did to him, the question is, why did she break up with him? That's the crucial issue, not why he broke up with her.
Okay.
Although he needs to answer that. Yeah. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you again.
And you're welcome. And if you want to save some money, you can have them both call me. And say, you know.
I'll tell her.
All right?
All right. Susan.
Yeah. It's one of those things that as parents, you know, we really ache for our kids. But it's unfortunately, I mean, if nothing else, just remind yourself of how you would have felt if your mom had said, marry him or don't marry him. I mean, depending on how the relationship turned out. It's just not one thing that one person can do for another, even your friends. So. Alrighty, so for those of you who are worried about theater, don't worry, I'll be here tomorrow, so we will do a doubleheader of theater and movies, and you will know everything to do, all the water cooler information you need. So, and luckily, as I said, there's only one piece of theater to review, but I have about a minute?
About more like 40 seconds.
40 seconds? Okay, in 40 seconds, I'm going to tell you to listen for movie and theater reviews tomorrow. Although, the theater reviews is already up. So if you want to go to drjoy.com, if you simply cannot wait, you can go to drjoy.com. But I'll do movies and theater tomorrow. And you, of course, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.